Okay.
Good evening, everyone. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I am the FX Lion. I want to thank everyone. I want to appreciate Treyon and the co-host for giving me this wonderful opportunity to speak on this great space. And I want to use this opportunity to thank Emmanuel, every speaker, Kojo Forex, Dagba Willis, Momo Forex, I'm Riz Hali, Dax, I can see many names. If I don't mention it, please permit me, but you know these names, especially Kojo. Kojo is the one that introduced me to Twitter. I don't do online things. He said, great mind must be online. So I want to use this opportunity to say, Kojo, my daddy, thank you. Thank you for giving me this wonderful opportunity, because if I'm not on Twitter, there's no way I'll be a speaker here. And Dagba Willis, I remember I come to Dubai one time. Somebody asked me, do you know there is a guy living somewhere close here that is in Nigeria? And he said, this is Dagba Willis. Do you know him? I said, oh, I don't know him, but I have been hearing that name. And I thank you, Treyon, for bringing this wonderful person to this wonderful space. I am the lowliest of all, but biggest in taking risk. So I am John Noah Greatman, a prisoner of Forex, been to prison, been locked many times, lost over 2,000 accounts. I have suffered so many times. I have run away from home. I have disappeared. I have done a lot of things. So I don't want to tell you about winning. I want to tell you about the losses. I want to tell you about the danger in being a Forex. I want to tell you how many times I tried to commit suicide. Indirectly inside of me, I am not committing any suicide, because I know that there is a lot of money in Forex, and now the evidence is here. I am the FX Lion, the haunted one by the federal government. Right now, they even blocked my account because the money there is so dangerous, just like me. So I am the FX Lion.
Better. Now, the question is, what did you learn from your 16 years? Because I have to make it personal, because I know how long he has been trading. What did you learn from your 16 years of trading the financial market? Mr. Greatman, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Thank you. Thank you for this. That's wonderful.
16 years is not small. Want to listen. Listen.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Yeah. One of the major things I learned from my 16 years experience in Forex trading is that Forex is not about how much you make. It's about how much you have invested in your mental game. So with this time that I've tested trading, psychological things that I've known helped me majorly. Because I discovered that a lot of people invested much of their time practicing the trend, the charts, and other things, but do not invest more time on their psychology. So without having a balanced psychology, there is no way you will make a head front in this business. So conquering your mental balance and bringing it back under your control is the most important thing you can do to consistently and efficiently execute your trading duties. Because as a trader, what you need to understand mostly is that you are not losing because you do not have a good strategy. You are not winning because you have a good strategy, but you are winning because you have a balanced psychology. How do I mean? When I say this, a lot of people will not understand what psychology will play in this game, but a foolproof trading plan is great and necessary. I'm not saying you should not have a foolproof trading plan, but make sure that 70% of whatever you are doing is invested in your psychology. But I want you to know that you should not, one thing that make me going is that I have conquered my emotions in trading. I have made sure that I have done everything I can do to make sure that I do not allow emotion to get over me. So, why am I saying all these things? Firstly, there are things that I would like to tell you that you will not hear it from anybody. And I'm going to tell you a lot of things today that will change your life. Don't see traders making money and you begin to envy them. You do not know what they have passed through, the sacrifice they have done, the dues they have paid, in making sure that they become consistently profiting in this market, market that is, you know, like dining with the devil. So in order to make and keep yourself mentally on top of your game, you have to put together this mental balance. So now, I want you to know that Forex trading is not for everyone. Forex trading, just like that, but will you say, it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. A lot of people do not know, many people enter Forex, just the way I enter Forex 2007, after my during my NYSC in Port Harcourt, because I come from a very poor background. I think everyone that is listening to me today, I don't know how many number of people that are listening to me today, there is no family, and I repeat, there is no family that is not richer than my family among all of you. Among all of you, I don't know which family you come from, because where I come from, the house we stay, that I can remember, even if rain is falling, we used to stand with buckets, you know, so that everybody have a position to stand with buckets, you know, to collect waters from our roof. So this is the type of background I come from. My father is just a military mechanic, and I am just one of the six children that doesn't even have hope for the future. So I have to create one for myself. And how do I do this? After youth service, I just begin to look for opportunities how to get something doing. And you know, as you all know, that in Nigeria, if you don't know anybody, even after service, that is now your suffer continues. Now your job searching continues. It's not it's not something that will make you something better. Your school, your education, everything that you learn, I discovered that even after service, a lot of corpus begin to learn how to make shoe. Some learn how to, some have become POS vendors, and some doing learning work after NYC. So what is the essence of going to school? So doing this in Port Harcourt, I don't want to go back to my background. I don't want to go back to my house. I don't want to go back to that poverty distance. But you know, people will not see it in us, but I know that we are suffering, because most of the time, my father used his salary before on 10th, the salary is already over. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people that live in that before on 10th, so we need to go and collect on credit foods. So I don't want to go back to this this place again. So I come across Forex trading through somebody, and I was a youth pastor in my church and a corpus, you know, leader in my church, and I have to, people trust me, people love me, so I introduced it to them. People gather money for me, giving me a lot of money. I think as at then, about $17,000. And before you know it, the guy that I thought, you know, is a mentor, he just scammed me and run away with the money. I don't know whether he lost the money, but I believe he lost the money, because, you know, I didn't know how dangerous this game was that time. So to cut the story short, I was trying to find a way. I said, oh, if this guy lost this money, then this thing, there is money in this. So I began to learn, trying to learn from people. The first person I learned Forex trading from, he sold MT4 for me. I bought the MT4 $500, you know, not knowing that it is a free thing on internet. So I don't know. I have to buy that MT4, begin to learn Forex and do everything. Okay. So trying to see how I do this, I look around everywhere, there's no hope. Anywhere, there's no hope. All hope lost. The only hope I have is my parents' house. Though, you know, at least the land has value and everything. And I'm the most trusted, that my father trusted me so much, because he has nothing, but we have a very humble land in where we live. He bought a very small place after 35 years of service, you know, where we are managing. And I don't have a choice than to sell that place to use it to borrow money. So I used the house to borrow money, which at the end of the day, I lost the money in Forex trading. So I have to collect the money I have to meet the people that borrowed me this money so that they will buy the house completely. So they give me the change. The change that was left then, I can remember, dollar was that's 100 and I think $100 is 16,000. 16,000, I can remember then. 16,000 is $100. So they gave me the change. I funded another 20,000 as at that time. I funded $20,000. When they gave me the balance, I just absconded and didn't tell anybody until when the people came to my house to tell my parents that they have bought the house. To their surprise, nobody can reach me. The document is with them and everything, so they don't have choice than to go back to the village. So trading Forex, I crashed the money again. So remaining small money.
Story is scary.
So I have to look at what is left then. then to I have to say, oh, I need to learn this business very well. I now have to move to Russia to meet a guy that was having a webinar then and seminar by the name Peter Bain. So we were I buy my ticket, look for visa, I moved to Moscow, travel to Moscow. I was having only $4,200 then. So I moved to Moscow, attended the class, somehow, sponsored by one of my one man that, you know, tried to help me to get through this journey of Forex. So I went there, attended the class. But after coming back, I think I've known it well. I've done all I could to, you know, conquer this market. Behold, I come back again, trying the same method, told everybody, do a lot of flyers in Port Harcourt that we are back, go to Channel TV, Silverbet TV, begin to do everything. And I was, you know, making profit. People were coming with their money. Lo and behold, I crashed again. So, and I didn't let people know, that is what a lot of Forex traders do. I didn't let people know that I've crashed. I have to look for another way to make money, to get money so that I will trade, because already the blood that flow in me is already of Forex. So I don't have choice. So that's why I call myself the prisoner of Forex. So I now get some people that knows me, they are military personnel, colonels, majors, and other people. They now gather some money. As at that time, 15 million naira. And they gave me the 15 million naira. Somehow, I crashed the money again. But I was now using some investment money to pay them. They were enjoying the first 2 months. I was giving them, you know, the profit on that 50,000, using other people's investment to give them money, just like Ponzi scheme. So when the thing now reached a stage, you know, the thing is now compounding. I couldn't meet up with the thing. So everything now crashed. Before it crashed anyway, a guy that I trusted, because I do trust people a lot, he ran away with some money. It's another story. He ran away with the money. So when he ran away to UK, I don't know what to do. I have to use what I have to make sure that, you know, I make this much profit in order to meet up what he have run away with. So in the process of that, I lost everything. So there's no any way, nothing to do. I just begin to find a way out, and there is no way out. No way out anywhere. So I find my way, trying to pray to God, do everything, become a pastor by force, by fire, because I know I have the calling. But I know deep inside me that I'm not a pastor, I'm just a forex trader, a businessman that wants to make a living, that wants to change the life of millions, that wants to change the life of my family. Because in my family, I think now I see a lot of people on this space that knows my family very well, that knows even where I'm talking about, where we live. So I have seen some people, because I posted it in my WhatsApp, some of them have joined to see, so they can testify to this. So to cut the story short, I just begin to find my way, and these military people begin to threaten me. I lost everything before then. But before then, I got married 2017. You know, then I used the money for the wedding. A day to the wedding, I have lost all I have. Everything, I have lost everything. I don't have anything. The only thing I have is myself, my laptop, my speech, and my prick. Nothing. So I just called my wife a day before then, because her family gave me money to do everything. I've put all the money, the whole money, everything. I lost everything. Losing everything, I call her. I say, see, you will not see me tomorrow. I am going. I have lost everything. There's nothing. She said, no, it can't be like this. Don't worry. Let us see. We try to see. She get me the money, and we just hold the wedding like that and like that. So psychologically, that's where I'm coming from. Psychologically, I begin to understand that forex trading is not about what you know, because I've read nothing less than 25 books of forex trading. I have learned almost every strategy that you could know in this business. But why am I losing money? Why am I not making it? Why is all this thing happening? Not that I'm not profitable. I used to make 100% every day, and sometimes I would just crash everything. So to cut the story short, I married that year, thinking that, you know, maybe it will help me to, you know, balance myself and do well. And my daughter was 3 months. This is a story that I used to say everywhere. My daughter was 3 months when these military people began to threaten me. I was tired. I remember buying this sniper. I said, no, I cannot take it. Inside me, why should I take it? I know that it is forex that I'm trading, and I know that this thing, if I can lose this money, I can't even lose. If I can lose this money, I can make money. So I don't have choice. I call the military people. Where are you people? I'm coming. They say, you that we are looking for you, and you are dodging, you are now calling us. Where? I say, just tell me where you are. I take myself there, and somehow they begin to beat me anyhow. And you know, the commander of the barrack now say, no, stop beating this guy. Don't come and keep this person here. Instead, hand him over to the police. If you have any genuine case against him, make the case, you know, make the case with him in the police station. They take me to the police station. I spent 10 days in the cell. You know, even inside the cell, I was still making mouth, saying that, you know, just give me laptop and internet, because the only thing I'm missing is just trading. I'm not even worried about the place I was. So the 10th day, they take me to the court. Inside court, they were talking. I just say, yes, I don't even waste your time. I collected money from them, 50 million. And now I couldn't have the money. I don't have the money, and I've lost everything. Before you know it, the military colonel just stand up from where he was and give me he slapped me, and I jumped out of the dock and gave him a dirty blow, because then I just want to die, but I cannot kill myself. So I was blowing him. That's how they handcuffed me inside the prison and, you know, put me inside Black Maria, straight to the prison. That is the last time I see outside until after a year. My daughter was 3 months old then. And, you know, the whole of the family, we are saying, this is a 419 guy. This is that. My family, my wife, family, everybody was against me. The only person that was standing with me was my wife. Everybody was saying, I'm a 419, I'm this, because I've even collected money from their neighbor, everything, and crashed everything. But they do everything, saying that, oh, don't marry this guy again. We have gotten you somebody from the U.S., marry him. This guy would kill you. This guy will use you for money ritual. But she just said she know her husband. She know what he's doing. This is nothing. This is just losses, and it is normal. Everybody done everything. So to cut the story short, during COVID-19, a week before COVID-19 started, you know, I was released from the prison. That was September 20, 2020. I was released, yeah, 2020, early 2020. I was released from the prison. And as I come out from the prison, I look at the up and I look at down. I don't have anything. The only thing I have, even the laptop, I don't even know where it was. I don't know where anything is. The house that I'm living, nobody is there. My wife have already moved from the house. Her family have rented a place for her so that she will not be with me. And I don't have anywhere to go. I have to find a place to go. I have nothing. And I log into my account. Then I now find $4. And I was trading this $4 because I have nothing. Was trading this $4 small, and you know, I take this $4 to, like, somehow it's reached $70. I withdraw $50. Somehow again, it's reached that kind of $70. I withdraw $50. I shall grow this money $700 from $4. The highest it reached 19,000. I remember during COVID-19, and I bought a car, you know, confidence enter me. I moved to Lagos. I call my wife, I'm in Lagos, whatever it is, let me just see you. So I parked the car somewhere to see my wife. My wife was happy to see me, but she saved my name with another name so that her family would not know that I was the one calling her. She saw me and we greeted. I look at her, look at my baby. My baby don't even know me. She don't know who he's talking. She was already a year plus. So I told her that I just come to greet them, give them some money, take them shopping, buy some things for them for the first time. She was just looking at me. And, you know, I settled some people from the money that I made. So I see that there is a neighbor that was disturbing. I don't have even much. I have to sell the car again to settle him so that I will just know that I can walk freely. And after doing this, I just tell my wife that, you know, I want to go back to Kaduna, where I was courting with a particular family, where I will not even have any reason to be hungry. I just need food that time. So I was there. Trying small, gradually, raising small accounts. I was raising small accounts. I was working. And that is when I know that, you know, psychology is the only thing you need. I need food and a very good psychology to trade well. So I begin to trade gradually. And a man in there, I was preaching in the church and told them, if you have so amount, I will make so amount for you. So luckily, a man gave me some money, not even much, just less than even $10,000. And lo and behold, I raised this money to like $110,000 in less than 3 weeks. And this man, we shared the money 50-50. Then I got the $50,000. I say, I'm not collecting money from anybody. guys, I made my first $1 million during COVID-19 when everybody was crying. I made my first $1 million. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. So before making that money, I moved to Lagos to see my family, my wife. So they asked her not to tell me where she was. So I sneak out. I was there one evening like this. Her family came to see her, but I was there. My wife don't know what to do because I cannot go out anyway. I have to enter under bed, on my clothes with me under bed so that they will not see me. These people refused to go. Almost over 2 hours, they were there. I was sweating under bed. They were sitting and jumping on me. I don't have choice. I just have to keep quiet and, you know, remain mute under the bed, you know. When they leave, my wife was just begging me, sorry, please. I said, don't worry, I understand, it's not a problem. So we bring all my clothes out under the bed, and that thing, the next week, I just told her that I'm moving. And that was when I moved to Kaduna. And I told myself, I call her, I say, if I don't make it, I say, divorce me. You have tried. If I don't make it in 3 years, please leave me, go and marry somebody. But I tell God that I want to put all my effort in this business. I want to learn the simple things in this business. Father, I ask God to just teach me simple things because I know a lot in this business. So I want the simple thing. And I started learning the simple thing, doing the right thing. And I see that I was just growing account. And I have confidence to meet that man that gave me money. I think it was $8,400. That was what I raised to like $110,000. And we shared the money. I take the $50,000. I funded the $50,000 and I raised it. I think it was around June, I made $1 million and I withdraw. I now call my wife. I go to Lagos, bought a car again. Go to Lagos. My wife do not know that she's talking to a millionaire in dollars. I didn't let her know. I just told her, we are moving to Abuja. She said, what? She can't leave her job, this and that. I just go and withdraw $10,000 first. I pour it. My wife was shocked. Where do you do this? Are you doing Amrock? I said, don't worry. I am working. I've been working in Wari. I am not doing anything, no. It's a long story. I'm just cutting all this story short. I can't just say everything because there was a time I moved to Wari telling her that I was working in an oil company, rented a room, buy a pot, buy one student mattress, trading just to make the ends meet. I was sending her small money every month, so that she would think that I am actually working, not knowing that I'm not doing anything. So that was when I know that, you know, I build my psychology and I begin to take risks because I don't have anything to lose. All I have to lose is my life. And now I cannot lose my life. So what should I lose? Only the money. So that is why up to now, that thing is still in me. I can trade anything. I remember Oluwatosin, the head of Exness country director. Then he was not a country director. There was a single day, I was making a profit of over $700,000. They were begging me to withdraw. I withdraw using Naira. They were begging me, don't trade again. I say, okay, I hear. I say, okay, they should allow me to withdraw with Bitcoin. Because of Bitcoin, I refused to withdraw. I was making profit. It reached 800 or something. Lo and behold, before evening, I crashed the whole money. 870. Exness representative is here. He will attest to that. And they were all angry with me. The Exness head of Africa, Mr. Paul Magrittes, was so angry and mad with me. I funded again that same day. I have some money that I made. I made only one withdrawal from that account. That was $170,000. And I funded the money again, $170,000. That same day, I was trading. I said, I want to lose this money. I'm not trading to make this money. I want to lose this money. I was mad like a mad dog. And lo and behold, before evening, I raised the money back to 800,000, and again lost again to 300,000. I have to rest for the day. It's a story for another day. So guys, whatever you are doing in this business, believe in yourself. Don't reduce yourself to begging from people. Nobody will help you in this line. Anybody that is a profitable forex trader do not want to see you come to say you don't know how to pay your rent, you don't know how to do this, you come to their DM begging. Don't do that. A lot of us have passed through a lot of things that make us who we are. We are not born with silver spoon, but now, today, I have made not only a silver spoon, a golden spoon for myself. I have one of the biggest estates in Abuja here. I have my building that I'm building, though the estate I've already sold almost all, because the government, they blocked my account since November. They blocked my account because of some, you know, fishy thing that they think they I was doing. Up to today, they refuse to release the account because I know how much is there. So guys, if I don't tell you, you will not know. If I don't tell you, you will not know, because it has nothing to do. There's a level you reach in this business that no matter how far, no matter how low you have become, you can never be at the bottom again. I have come to a level in this business where I will never and never and never will never. I'm shouting this never, because I can never be poor again. I can never be poor again, because poverty have to do with the state of my mind. So there's no amount, even if I don't have a penny, there's no reason why I should be poor again. Because Forex has taught me the only reason why I should remain alive is because Forex exists. And Forex is the only thing that will give you the hope that you need in this world. Forex is the way, and Forex is life. Thank you. So thank you, guys. Sorry for taking your time. Okay. Thank you once again. I remain the FX Lion. Number one step for being profitable is you stop chasing the crowd. A lot of people, they are not trading because they want to make a living. They are trading because they want their neighbor, or they want to show his colleagues or his family that he has arrived. Trading is not like that. A trader that wants to make a living and want the world to see him in trading have to be a disciplined trader. Because it is not every time that you make profit. Even as a profitable trader, there are some times that you lose and there are some times that you win. There is no way. I have never seen that system that is even 90% winning, except if you follow the lies in the internet. My 16 years of trading have taught me how to discipline myself and understand that you don't need to be trading for years before you can be profitable. I have seen people that have started trading in less than a year and they are still profitable, and they are mastering and working on their strategy and still remain profitable. And when I see them and talk with them, I know that these people will go very, very far. And I wish I had that opportunity that they have. Like when I started trading, there is no information on trading like this. You hear people talking about SMC, a lot of jargons that I don't even know. All I know, I have made my system a very simple one, that people come from UK that I charge $5,000, and I will keep them in the hotel because I know I have nothing to show them. I just have to show them my simple 20 minutes and the $5,000 is gone. Why am I saying this? The reason is because a lot of traders do not know how to handle emotions. Things might not go well at the start of every trade. Sometimes traders hit big loss. Many new traders lack the emotional strength to stomach it well. I've said it earlier. It is not everybody that have the emotional strength when they lose that they will come back again. It is not everybody. And this inexperience pushes many to hastily and change their setup. Many people will change their trading strategy. You don't need to change anything. If you really want to remain profitable, that system that you are learning, that you are relying on, and you, before you can choose that system, you know that it's working for somebody. Find out what is missing in that strategy that is making you not be profitable, and work on it, and work on your lot size. Know the load that your car can carry. I can't be using a Mercedes-Benz or like, no, let me use, I can't be carrying a whole lot of mattress, cushions, GP tank on the, inside the boot of Mercedes-Benz. I have to look for a truck. So what type of account are you trading? How much is in your account? Know how to calculate your risk and know how to hit the market and when to hit the market. Sometimes market take you out not because you are wrong. Sometimes it takes you out because you enter at the wrong time. Sometimes market knocks you out not because you are not doing the right thing, but because you are doing the right thing at the wrong time. What is the right time that you have to know that this thing, or in particular your strategy, whether moving average or any other thing that is moving, What is that thing that you need to fine-tune in order to stay in this market? Because you need to know that when you keep on blowing accounts, nobody will even believe in you. Nobody will even want to give you an account. So just because a lot of traders lost trade, it doesn't mean that there is something dramatically wrong with their setup. But whereas you need to see, a seasoned trader will be confident in their plan and realize that it takes time for things to develop. It takes time for you to master that strategy. And trading psychology teaches you that it is about long-term growth. Trading is not a day job. It is not something that you should just think of today. You need to think about your life. You need to think about the life of your family, your children, and so. It is not a quick instance gratification. Once a trader realizes it is okay to have a loss in the short term and win in the long term, just like me. Because I am actually a profitable trader. Even if I don't have a dime right now, I have things that when I see them, I know that I can never remain poor. I can never be poor. So a trader that really wants to be profitable, you just need to know that those losses that you are losing does not determine who you are. Does not really mean that you continue losing. But you need to know that there's something you are doing wrong that you need to work on that will give you that edge in this market. You are eating with the devil. You need to have a long spoon. So the short thing I will say, you need to accept that the market will do what the market will do. The market is random and it will repeat everything that it has done every time. It will repeat it even that loud until it sires your brain. You will think that your life is even useless. This market will mess you, will mesmerize you to the extent that even, in fact, there are some times that I want to sleep with my wife. I will not be able to do that because it will not even stand. Not because of anything, because I don't even know what to do. Not that I'm not making profit or not. It has entered into me that I don't even know sometimes what I'm even doing. So the only way to deal with the arbitrary move that the market might make against you is to disconnect all emotion ties, all emotional ties. If you can't change what is going to happen in the market, when you can't be upset by what the market does. So you just need to follow what the market is doing, make the little box that you can, keep it and save it, make sure you are withdrawing, and make sure that you are not just entering the market without doing the necessary research, doing the necessary understanding of the news of the market, understanding everything that you need to understand before jumping into market, because you know that you are dealing with the real money. You are dealing with the real money. You are not playing with. You are not doing demo. So you need to simply accept that the market will do anything at any time. It is not your father's company. It is just a market trading, and everybody is there trying to make money. So you just need to free yourself from every stress and tendency to cut profits short or stop out short because you are convinced that the market should take a specific action. Sometimes some people will say, this market must do this, as if it is their father's market. I enter this market with a very dangerous lot and pick whatever I want to pick and thank God for the day and go on my this thing and give out whatever I want to give out to people, bless the life I want to bless because this market has taught me how to give. If people that are close to me will know that I don't even know. Sometimes I just want to give, not because I want to give, but because I assume that I've lost the money in forex trading. I've lost the money to the market. So I understand how to cut out the noise in this market, because the great thing about the internet is to provide us with unlimited resources and supplement. A lot of people go to the internet to talk and do a lot of things, whereas in the real sense, they are not even making money. They are not making what they are even posting to you. Many of them don't even have live accounts, but if you are carried away by that, to be honest, you keep on chasing and chasing and chasing, changing strategy upon strategy, and you'll never be profitable. So for you to remain profitable, you need to master that one thing that has been making you to lose. Any strategy that can make you lose, that strategy can make you win. It is not, there's nothing wrong with your strategy, but there is something wrong with you. The vast majority of this information that you will receive today from everybody that has been talking as something that you need to work with, understand it, and stand by it, and see how your trading will change. Investing more time in your psychology, as I keep on saying, that is all I know. A lot of people that are paying for my mentorship that will come for this, I tell them nothing. I just talk to them. There is a guy called Peter. I just talk to him. Nothing. And you know, the next week he come back and telling me he's profitable. He's on this space. There's a guy, Messiah, that has been my very close friend right now, is the one that I can talk to. The time that he has almost lost hope in forex trading, I didn't teach him anything. He has been a profitable trader, but along the way he lost some things. But as I talk to him, he began to win. Not because I tell him something different. You need someone that will talk to you. Even no matter how much you know in this forex, I have a mentor also. I have someone I talk to. So you need someone that can talk to you, that will bring you back to the track, that will tell you you can do it. Not because you don't believe you can do it, but you need someone to remind you that you can do it. So you need to know the amount of risk you can take. You need to know when to enter this market. So that is all you need to understand in order to remain profitable in this market. So for me, I am profitable not because I stay long in the market. I am profitable because I dangerously hit the market at the right time and take out what I can take out of it. I have a very high risk appetite in this market. I can stay sometimes without trading, but anytime I hit the market, even the broker knows that someone hit the market. So most of the time, a lot of people do not understand that. What stopped you from trusting your trading was the fear that you could lose that money. You must be comfortable with taking the risk and letting the trade play out. I always let my trade play out and believe in whatever I see in the market and take whatever it gives to me, believing in my strategy, understanding that this strategy has been working for me, and believing that it will never fail me. So this is the major thing that I put into consideration before I enter any market. I have developed a clear plan for existing trade, and I have remained winning in every trade I take and losing in some trades, dangerously losing in some trades. But it doesn't change anything because I have capital to fall back due to the withdrawal that I always make. So guys, if you really want to remain this, don't cry upon over the split milk. Make sure you come back and hit the market dangerously. The problem is you. As I mentioned earlier, the market doesn't always go in the way we all thought it would go. And I want you to know that anytime you trigger this market, profit will either flow or loss will follow. So you need to know that this market is for you. You can become a billionaire without you having a rich parent. You can become whatever you can be if you stick to this market. If you don't want to please anybody, you just want to please yourself, you want to be yourself, you want to understand it, learn, relearn, repeat it. Learn, relearn, repeat it. Pick the pips and let it count. Let it grow in your bank account and see it. Remain sleepless until you keep on doing the same thing and you see that the whole world will know you. Even those that you know they are your enemies will begin to become your friend by fire, by force. I remember when I began to share money on Facebook, go to my Facebook and ask people that 2 years ago, I shared 100 million. I first of all dished out 50 million to orphans and widows. Not because I want to give the money, I want to be sure that this money is real. I share and I now come to churches and mosques in Kebbi State where I come from, where I grow. Those people that knows me, the churches around, I send them money. In my village, I send money. I begin to do projects that is touching the life of people, doing boreholes out to places, villages that doesn't have bridges. I'm doing it all in the name of forest. I enter into the National Assembly and rah, anyhow, in the presence of these people that are stealing Nigerian money, showing them that I am spending forex money and I am dangerous. Not because I was born like that, because I don't have anything to fall back to than my life and the laptop, the connection that is internet, and it keeps me relevant in this market. Xness knows anytime I enter market, I hit it hard. I don't care how it turns out to, and that is why you see people that believe in me, believe in what we do. We make a lot of profit. I can point a lot of people that you know on internet that you know. If you cannot point anybody that has been successful through you, then your success is not a success. I can point people that you know that have hundreds of thousands of followers that are my mentees. Some of you know them in this Nigeria that are doing very well in this market, that are even richer than me, that are doing better than me. I can point at least 20 persons that are doing very well, but I can point 5 that are dangerously making it in this market, and they are hitting it hard. Not because they are doing something different, but because the psychology that I instill inside of them is following them, and they are doing very well. So guys, all you need to know is that you can't just be making money without having a working strategy. You can't just be making money without having something that, you know, will assure you that you'll be making this day. Anytime you lose, go back to it, check why you lose, go back to the trade, backtest it, backtrade all those trades that you have lost. Ask yourself a question that will keep you relevant in this market, that will keep you staying, because the most dangerous thing that will happen to a forex trader is not having an account to trade. So you just need to take every setup that fits your system when it crosses your path. No amount of over-analysis will tell whether it is going to give you profit or not. No amount of chart understanding will tell whether the market is going to go your way. It is good to take anything that you see in this market that will lead you to profitability. But when you over-scrutinize well-fitting setup, you create tension and anxiety that is not necessary to feel. Taking every opportunity that fits and allowed you to trade in harmony with the market, and put your faith that God is going to help you to make profit. Because me, in everything I do, I just believe that it's God that's giving you victory. Because the Bible says that it is God that teaches you how to profit. It is He that teaches you how to profit. So it is God that teaches everyone how to profit. You can hit this market and become somebody in life. So believe in yourself. Don't allow anything to change it, to change you. Remain focused. Remain focused. I repeat, remain focused. Remain focused. Remain focused. Focus is the only thing that will make you stay long in this market. So I think I think I've answered you with my long English. I don't even know. I'm just talking, man. Today there is no market to